أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. In the previous ayat, the beginning of Surah Ala, Sabbih Hikmah, which is sunnah to be recited in the Jum'ah namaz, where Allah Ta'ala explained that we should express the purity of the name of Allah. Allah's being, His Zat is also completely pure. He is the most great, most high, and He is the one who has created and then balanced and proportioned all His creation. Another very great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah mentions here, which we must also keep in mind as far as possible when we are reading Subhanallah, or in our sajda, when we read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, that Allah is that great pure being, that Alladhi qaddara fahada, or jisne tiradiya tirrah batlai. Allah is that being that has fixed everything and then guided everything. That means that Allah Ta'ala has made the taqdeer of everything, and what the taqdeer of that is, Allah makes it easy for that person. This is similar when Musa alayhi salatu was salam was asked, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. The people asked, Fir'aun asked, O Musa, then who is your Rabb? If Fir'aun is not your Rabb, I am not your Rabb, Fir'aun said, who is your Rabb? Among the various other great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي آتَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. My Allah, Allah is that being that has given everything its form, and then Allah guided it and put it on its path. Here also Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala is the one who fixed for everything what it is going to be, and that is the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knew that this is going to be a mu'min, to live the life of a mu'min, Allah made it easy for that person. Allah knew this is going to be a kafir, a non-believer. So for him to live that life of a non-believer, Allah made it easy for him. This is also similar, more easier for us to understand, that Allah created everything and then guided it. So we find that the chicken of a hen, when it is born, on its own, it will never look for the breast of the mother to drink milk from the mother. Automatically the chicken, just as it is born, it starts pecking in the ground. Allah created it and Allah put it on its course. Now on the other hand, a kitten, the baby of a cat, when it is born, it doesn't peck on in the ground. Or the child of a human being, when the child is born, it doesn't go and look in the ground for its rosy, it looks for the breast of its mother. Automatically Allah has made this, so Allah created everything and put it on its course. And this is also the great system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We might feel that I wanted to become a Hafiz, I wanted to become a Maulana, I wanted to become an engineer, I wanted to become a doctor. No, everything was required in this world, and then Allah Ta'ala fixed it and made it easy for that person. For a person, for example, who has become a Maulana in a Darul Uloom, and he thinks what the life in a university is, I can never live that life. And on the other hand, his life in the Darul Uloom, the university student thinks, that type of a life there with so much restrictions and all that, I can't live that type of a life. And I wanted freedom. So Allah Ta'ala made every system of the world, Allah made it easy. Just in business also, we see, if everyone had to just become a grocer, then what would happen to the necessities of man? Then Allah Ta'ala made it that there are those who are grocers, those who will run a dairy, those who will run a fabric shop, those who will become engineers and run an engineering company, those that will be all the different departments of deen, the departments of deen, the departments of dunya. Allah Ta'ala made those, and then Allah made it easy for those people. We see, for example, today a rainy day, but the laborers will be out working, digging their trenches, whatever they have to be doing. For us, we think, we pity these people. How can they manage that? And on the other hand, they can't think that you're just sitting in an office the whole day and working. They can't imagine that type of a life. We see a smoker and he's smoking it away, burning his lungs, burning his money, burning his health, everything. And we wonder, how can he live such a life? But for him that is everything. And he wonders that these people who are not smoking, how can they be passing their life? They can't be passing their life. We see a person in a pub, that how can this person pass his time in the pub like this, waste his time? He looks at another person sitting in the masjid. What they do in the masjid? Whole day i'tikaf, whole month of Ramadan, 10 days of Ramadan, they're sitting in the masjid in i'tikaf. So this is also the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knew what everyone was going to do, and Allah in His great, great wisdom and His great kindness made everything easy. And the world has to revolve and the world has to carry on. And Allah has made this whole system for each and every creation of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So, and this is not that Allah has fixed for a person kufr. Allah has fixed for a person to be disobedient. This is the knowledge of Allah. Allah has given everyone the free will. He can become a mu'min, he can become a kafir. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. It is up to us now. But then Allah Ta'ala made that cause for us easy. If we just have to think to get up for Fajr, if it was not easy for us, for no one, there should be no one coming for Fajr. And other people can't imagine how you get up for Fajr in this weather. Winter will be coming, cold weather, and you go for Fajr. A non-believer, they just can't understand how you Muslims keep 30 rozas in Ramadan. 5 times a day you're praying, or in a whole day you're only praying, you're doing nothing else. And we can't understand how can you live without turning to Allah Ta'ala and seeking the help of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made this whole system, and then Allah has guided everyone and made every cause for every person also. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. So we have to make our effort to do the righteous thing, and Allah will guide us and make that right thing easy for us. Not that we sit back and that Allah has fixed for a person that he's going to be disobedient to Allah, so Allah has fixed it. No, not at all. And now we just say that Allah made it that I mustn't get up for Fajr. I must be enjoying my sleep. No, Allah has given us the choice and we must follow it. Yeah, what is meant? Allah knew we are going to be doing this, and Allah has then written it down, and that is what we call taqdeer, that Allah has fixed it, but it is the knowledge of Allah which Allah has written down. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we open our hearts to righteousness, we make that effort, and Allah will make that path easy for us also, the path of Jannah.